Hello, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome to my channel once again. Make sure you comment, subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal. I'm here outside this Church of the Ascension in Blackheath, London, not really for the church itself, but for the fact that it commemorates John Wall, that itinerant Catholic priest. There's actually an Anglican church, but he was a Catholic priest in the days when virtually everybody in England was Roman Catholic, as we were in Ireland at the time. Anyway, and here's what his quotation from him, a sermon he preached on Blackheath, which is the actual heath, the open land. It's about half a mile up that way. Heath being fairly flat, rough land, unsuitable for arable farming. Fellowship is life, and lack of fellowship is death. In hell, there is no answer to man's cry for help, because there is no brotherhood, but every man for himself. And that's what we say, there's a living hell if people don't have solidarity. So Corpus Christi is a day in June when Catholics particularly remember, as in the miracle of, the way for becoming the body of Jesus Christ. So he was born in Essex. We think about, 1348? Would that be right? Yeah. Possibly came from a lower middle class family there. John Ball mentioned in some records, property records about Essex, about owning a parcel of land in Colchester. Not sure if it's the same John Ball. He would only have been roughly 12 years old when that happened. But it seems he went to a seminar in York, was maybe associated with one of the major churches there. And so he was part of the diocesan clergy, but he was clashing with the hierarchy from early on. This is the time of the Lollards, as in mumblers in Dutch. They were proto-Protestants, so critical of the Catholic Church's extravagance for the bishops and archbishops, and the way that the parochial clergy lived in such penury, and they always seemed to be supporting the oligarchy and so forth. He was in trouble, he was arrested, he was jailed a few times, but surprisingly released quite soon. They weren't into executing people, it wasn't that savage at the time. The important thing is then he was sort of denouncing inequality. But he wasn't really there for sparking off the peasants' revolt in 1381. But when the peasants from Kent came to this area, they freed him from prison and he preached to them there. So he would mostly have been preaching in Kent and Essex. People later said it was a mad priest of Kent, but he was actually an Essex man, it appears, and saying, when Adam delved and Eve span, who was then the gentleman, back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam was digging, he delved, and Eve span was spinning, you know, wool for clothes, who was then the gentleman? Gentleman was not, just as is today, a polite word for any man. He was high social status, a man who could employ the services of at least one full-time manservant, not just the journeyman, but someone for his personal services, laying out his clothes and so forth. So that's a very small minority. He's suggesting that social hierarchy is not God-given. It's man-made, that Jesus Christ did not want this system where there's a social pyramid with the king at the top and most people who were serfs at the bottom, saying this is unnatural, so inegalitarianism is sinful, and there ought to be solidarity and equality. And all the terrible impecuniosity suffered by most people who are malnourished was not God's will, which some of the hierarchs were pretending it was, because those who got promotion in the clergy usually came from aristocratic families, and they supported the feudal system. But anyway, cut a long story short, the rebellion failed. He fled to the Midlands, arrested at Coventry, and he's put on trial at St. Albans, a bit north of London. Perhaps surprisingly, he was allowed to speak in his own defence. Trials back then were not what we consider fair trials. Often only evidence was read out for the prosecution and no defence could be offered. And you can forget about a defence counsel. Anyway, found guilty of high treason. He was hanged, drawn and quartered. And there are all sorts of defamatory accounts of his life subsequently, saying he was a friend of John Wycliffe, the early day reformer, but there's no evidence that's true. I mean, it might be true, but Wycliffe died peacefully in his bed. John of Gaunt, who was Richard II's uncle, defended Wycliffe, because remember, Richard II was only 14 at the time of the Peasant Revolt. His paternal uncle, John of Gaunt, was effectively ruling the country because of the minority of King Richard II. And so some of the Catholic clergy, they wanted Wycliffe tried for heresy, but John of Gaunt intervened, this is my man, and protected him. Wycliffe died as an old man of natural causes, but Ball was executed for his political radicalism, and then remembered, became a martyr to radicali and revolutionaries in subsequent generations. That's where there's John Ball's Dream by William Morris, a 19th century socialist and artist, saying, you know, John Ball dreamed of a fairer society without exploitation, without this feudal system. So yeah, that's him. Okay, so he'd been an itinerant priest wandering from place to place. He was forbidden to say Mass, so he would preach in graveyards, try and gather crowds of people coming out of divine worship. A thorn in the side of the establishment. Part of this tradition of radical clergy. Right, thank you for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye-bye.